Welcome back to the Vibe Check. Sorry about last week. We couldn't record due to some personal things.
Because we don't like y'all.
No, we definitely love y'all.
We love y'all. I mean, honestly, like, well, on my end, it was really because I went out of town and I forgot that that Louisiana trip was coming up. So, yeah. And then, of course, this week happened. And so, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We are back. We will make up for it. We'll have an extra special episode for you today. I'm smiling, but you can't see it. But yeah, so I guess to update on our lives since it's been 2 weeks, what's been going on in your world, Chris?
A lot of great shit. I've been eager to talk about everything that's going on.
Okay.
And actually also a little awakening I had today, which I will get into that later. But the past 2 weeks, like I said, went out of town to Louisiana. Had really fun, celebrated Juneteenth there, and it felt right just because of the environment that I was in and everything that was fucking going on. So had a fucking blast there, and then came back and I got accepted into this forklifting school, which it's not like school. It's just a little program, which I got to do training on forklift equipment, and I'm trying to learn 5 machines. They want me to learn 3, but I told the dude, like, I want to learn all 5, and so I don't know, that might extend my schooling. But I get paid to go to school, and then after that I start my work schedule for this new company, and I'll pretty much be doing 13-hour shifts on the weekends, which is whatever to me because I don't do shit in where I live anyway, and I have the 5 weekdays to pretty much focus on other things and get back on track with everything. So I'm excited about starting a new job and a promising fucking career because this shit pays really well. So I'm super excited. And what else? Oh, yeah. I've still been eating good, like better. I'm still on keto and I have lost weight. I definitely see it in me. Like, I wasn't really too pressuring on it. And this is like without even exercise. Like, I have not gone to the gym. So it's kind of just been shedding, but I've been eating pretty healthy. And I mean, it's been delicious ass food. Like that blender, real deal, has been my best friend. I've been making nothing but berry and almond milk smoothies and just chilling and fucking eating turkey burgers and meat and just whatever, man. Just eating a lot better. And I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling now, but I got a lot of good shit going on and I'm just really happy. So, but yeah,
that's good.
That's like a little taste of my 2 weeks. How about yours?
Okay. Mine's not been going as great. I've actually been kind of stressing a lot. That's really probably why I haven't even really been pressing the recording part, because I've just been really stressed. I'm just kind of going through where I'm just not really sure what I want to do with the rest of my life. So I have just been kind of stressing about that and just stressing about some other personal things that I won't get into. But I have been talking about my future a little bit more, which has been looking up for me, because one of the biggest things for me right now is that I don't want to live in Tennessee anymore. I've been here since I was in first grade. So even if I did like it here, I still feel like at some point I would want to be somewhere else. And I just don't like it here anymore. It's just not really, I don't know, it just doesn't have anything for me here. I have been setting myself some goals, which I'm pretty excited about, because I'm just ready for change. And right now, in the area that we live, there's a huge seller's market right now for houses. So the fact that I invested and bought my house is going to help me a lot with trying to move, because we were doing some estimates about what my house would be estimated to sell for, like if we just sold it as is, basically. And it's quite a bit more than I've bought it for, which is really good, because if it stays in that range and we do some things to improve the house, then that number will go up and then I'll have money to put down on a house where I want to move to. So I'm really excited for that part, because now I kind of have an idea of what I may get for my house. I feel like I'll at least get a good amount of money for a deposit on another house. And then I am going to go travel once I get some of my teeth situation fixed. I'm hoping to get that done by October, and hopefully by the end of the year I can go to Colorado. I've even thought about going in January to Colorado with my sister for her birthday, because she'll be 21. So I'm like, we can actually party and do fun stuff. And at the same time, we can look at areas to move.
Right.
So, yeah, and I'm trying to convince her to come with me. So, fingers crossed. Sorry, Dad, if you hear this, but I'm like, the more people I can get with me to come move with me, I mean, shit, we could be living up there. We could be starting new. But that's kind of what I want to do because I'm just ready to be in a different place and be somewhere better. So, I'm going to work really hard at keeping my job or keeping a job I would be able to transfer to because I'm more into like the retail life right now. And I'd probably want to stick to that. So, I'm gonna do that and possibly look into schools in places where I'm going. There is a place in Colorado that I was considering called Greeley, and they actually have a university in their town. So I don't know. I want to kind of look into schools there because I still want to do my cosmetology and business. Thinking about like the future and thinking about maybe possibly being able to move in a few years, that's really been good to think about because now I can kind of motivate myself to work a bit harder and save up money and just try to improve my life so that way I can actually move.
Hell yeah.
So,
I think it's gonna happen
yeah.
for you. You keep working for it and
Yeah,
shit,
it would be
especially with
nice.
like where you're at, definitely with the housing, like the value on your house is like definitely gonna go up. Like I wish my mom would kind of consider that, just get rid of the shit, you know, because there's a lot of money in these houses right now. So if you want to fucking relocate and you have your own house, now is definitely the fucking chance to start looking into it.
Right. And I was trying to see if when I'm in Colorado doing some research on some of the cities, seeing what they're kind of at. Like, are they in the same situation? Are people buying up houses there? Because if it's the same situation as here, it's going to be a bit harder for me to move. However, if I'm able to get a pretty good value at this house, then I'll be able to afford something more than I thought I could. I don't know. I want to look into places that maybe have a lower population or have people, I don't know, like, having them in more of a, you know, buyer's market rather than the seller's market. 'Cause I know
Yeah.
right now a lot of people are coming here. I don't know why, but for some reason, a lot of people are coming to Tennessee and leaving Nashville even to come and get like cheaper places. And people are buying up the houses to double the prices for like military and the people moving in here. So it's crazy right now where I feel like we're at because this area specifically is just booming and it sucks. The traffic now is so awful because there's so many people that have moved here in the last, I don't even know, I want to say like even 10 years because since I've been driving, it's only gotten worse, I feel like, the traffic. And now it's at least the last 5 years, the traffic has been at its worst. And this year it's only been even worse. Ugh, I can't handle it.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say shit, 10 years. I mean, I'd say like even sooner than that. I noticed it back when I didn't have my car, when I was staying there and just driving, like riding the bus. Like the bus system there sucks. Transit is just trash. And
Yeah.
so because of traffic being so terrible, I mean, how bad it would just be behind on its own schedule. It was ridiculous. And I just hated, like, I even thought to myself, I'm like, man, I'm glad I really kind of don't have a car right now because I'd lose my mind
Right.
being like on my own time, on my own vehicle, like having to sit through all that. It's insane, but
It's stressful.
it really is. That's why I had to get away from there. But what you got going on, I'm very eager and happy for you because that's something to definitely look forward to. And like I said, you keep doing what you're doing, it is going to work out for you. So I have high hopes for you.
Yeah, and I really hope we both can move because if you move to Florida and I move to Colorado, then we can both just vacation to each other, and that would be great. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to lose my fear of flying, but I thought of it this way. I was like, if the plane crashes, the worst case scenario is I die. I was like, but the best case scenario is I make it to my destination and I'm happy that I made it there.
There you go.
So I'm like, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Right. I don't even think I even want to move to Florida, honestly, anymore. That whole situation with the money kind of really bummed me out. And I don't know. And since I'm not even thinking about the South anymore, I just want to get the fuck completely out of the South. So we're going to see where that
Yeah.
adventure takes me. Because I realized when I went to Louisiana, I've literally been everywhere in the South except for Texas. And I'd probably say, what? South Carolina. South Carolina. You would count North and South Carolina as part of the South, wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah, I feel like.
I mean, personally, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't, but I've seen online people include it. And I think I learned that in school, but I don't fucking know. I guess because I've
Maybe
never
at
really been
least
up
South
there.
Carolina. I feel like at
Maybe
least
just
South
South
Carolina.
Carolina. Shit, honestly.
I've actually never been there, so I can't really speak much on it, but
I
I don't
haven't been
know.
there either, but just going off of like news and headlines, like the stupid shit that's happened over there, I'd assume they're Southern. If y'all want to be a part of it, go for it, because Tennessee is the belt buckle anyway of the South. But it's fuck, I just lost my train of thought. Anyway.
I think you and Brandon should come with us to Colorado
To
and see.
Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been that way?
I don't, but I know I don't do cold. Like, that's just for real.
Who cares about the cold? I mean, that is a small price to pay. To see mountains in the background while you go to fucking Walmart, are you shitting me? To be around people that are like-minded, like more accepting, I feel like. I'm just like, I don't know. I love it there. And I've been going to Colorado since I was young. However, I do like the cold, but the snow is one thing for me. I do not like driving in the snow, but they do take care of their roads a bit better. They're a bit more prepared than we are because it actually snows all the fucking time.
I'm telling you, I think that would probably be the only thing that would lighten the idea of it, is because they are better equipped versus here in the South, because these motherfuckers don't know what to do when it snows.
For real, we
They.
panic. They go and they buy their, what is it, bread and eggs and milk. Everybody goes to the store that night, buys up all this stuff, even if it's gonna snow or not, just a little chance of snow. They're like, let me make sure I'm good for a week. And then we're literally out riding, like we're maybe in our houses for maybe a day or two at
Maybe not
most.
even. Shit, it could be like an inch of snow and motherfuckers are tripping. People go out and like buy out all the fucking racks of all the salt rock, and it's just death. It's stupid.
It's
It's
awful.
really stupid.
I do get it. If you do not like the cold, it is, and it's a dry cold. It's cold up there, but I mean, there's just better food up there. It's just a better atmosphere. Like, I think you should at least see, you know, come up there and see. I mean, what you got to lose? A good time. You know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, I would like to definitely visit, because that's why I wanted to go to Atlanta. I've only been to Atlanta twice. I've been to Atlanta twice. Wow. But I love the fucking city. I love everything about that fucking place. I would love to live in Atlanta, but it's in the South, and I want to get out of the South. I just want to get out of the South. Like, I'm tired of everywhere I go, even if I vacation or go visit people. It is in the South. So that has got to change up.
I really think you would vibe with Colorado because even when we were there, like I'm not a huge outside person, but people are always talking about like going out hiking and stuff in the mountains. And I think there's even like lakes there and stuff like that. Like there is a big crowd for like just being outdoorsy out there. Like it's big for them. So I feel like you would like that part of it. There's not really a beach, but I mean, you've got mountains that you can climb, you got like creeks and lakes, you know, stuff that you like. Like you could take some bomb ass pictures out there.
Yeah, I'd have to do my research and definitely go vacation there at least before just jumping the gun. But I definitely would put that. I mean, that's always been on my list to kind of like go check out, but I definitely would consider living there. I know their housing is, the last I checked, I think it had gone up. I mean, I guess it's somewhat affordable. I don't know how jobs are there.
Yeah, they pay more because cost of living is more. But I'm like, shit, everything's going up here. Everything's gotten so crazy here. I'm like, it can't be any worse. And to be honest, I bet you those delivery apps work good, if not better, in some of those places there, especially if you lived outside of Denver. Oh, you'd be booming.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I'd have to check it out.
I feel like at the very least, I think you'd like to vacation there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just think it'd be cool. And I haven't gotten to like camp in the mountains or anything yet. And I feel like that would be really fun to like get a little cabin in the mountains.
That would be dope.
Yeah. Like not like a tent or nothing, but like a little cabin that's like set up, you know, like those fancy cabins. Like it don't even got to be like a little cabin with no air, just like a nice little cabin with, you know, like a hot tub and like a TV or some shit. Yeah. That's my kind of camping. That's so funny. I don't even know where else I would want to move.
I'm not too sure. I haven't, like I said, I haven't looked into anything since my idea of going to Florida went away. But there's plenty of places. I just know I have to wait a whole fucking year, so I can't even put that as like a goal for me for this year. I have other goals set though, because after my little situation I had with social media earlier today, I realized that it's not good to compare yourself to other people. And I never in my life thought that I would get to that point in my life where I would compare myself to other people. And it's even worse when it's family, because you know how I feel about family. So the fact that I'm comparing myself to any of these motherfuckers, I'm kind of just like, ah, like what's happening to my brain, kind of. So to get away from that idea, yeah, I'm on another social media break-ish thing. But what I was getting into was goals. Like, I had to tell myself after that was, you know, what am I actually like happy about? Because the thing about it was, it's mainly about money and just feeling like, you know, I don't deal with people. And I have to remind myself constantly, like, you know, you have your solid, you know, small group of friends. You've been working towards finding a better career. And then here you are, you know, you're starting your school for it. And then pretty soon you'll be working for it immediately. And it pays well. My car is fine. I like to get it fixed a little bit better. You know, I have a fucking great house. I have a fantastic boyfriend. Why do I need to compare myself to all these other people, especially people that I honestly can say that I don't know anymore at this point, because it's just been so long. Like, I don't read people's social media or fucking keep track of people and shit, you know? It's just so much has happened in life. Like, after, you know, you get out of school, like, you only fucking go on social media to kind of, like, just scroll and read news and memes, and that's it. Like, if I'm not talking to you, you know, consistently, then I don't need or want to be up to date, you know? So that's just how I feel. But aside from that, gotta set your goals. You have to remind yourself that you have accomplished so much. You have to remind yourself of what you've come from and basically how that has made you into the person that you are today. At least that's what I do on how I push forward things like this, comparing myself to other people. Because it's really not healthy. When you think about it, it's like, I can't say I can't, but it was getting to the point where I was like watching videos on people's lifestyles, or even like reality TV I had to get a break from, because I just got tired of seeing, you know, people being real.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell when some shit and some shows are scripted, and you can tell when others aren't. And it just got really annoying having to sit through some shows and shit. But either way, you know, when you start comparing yourself to people that you don't even know and wishing you had all these things, while and at the same time, you know, sitting in your own house, your car, you got your good job, all this shit, you know, it's like, why compare yourself when you're happy, you know?
Yeah.
And just because someone is having some strong glow up or, you know, got a lot going on, that doesn't mean that shit's not happening for you, or you haven't had your burst of glow ups and good shit happening for you as well. So that's Chris's advice for right now. Stop fucking comparing yourself to people. And do you, bitch? Yup. What a bitch.
I feel that. I feel the same way. I just feel like it's hard, especially with the internet and social media, because you're seeing everybody else's life on your good days, on your bad days, like all that shit. And most people are going to post about their good days and their good shit. You have the select few that put their business out there for everyone. However, most people only post about the good shit. So I get it, because I'll be like, everybody else is fucking happy except for me. I'm over here sad as shit. And then someone makes a depressing post and I'm like, care, react.
That's like the thing though, like it sucks, because like I used to do the same thing with Facebook. I only posted good things because I kind of like only documented good shit for me. Like, it wasn't for, you know, likes or attention or anything. Like, I like being able to look back at my memories and see stupid shit that I've said or quoted or fucking, you know, just things that interest me versus, you know, other people. And Facebook, yeah, is definitely one of those apps that's like, you know, you have your group of friends that, well, I guess not group of friends for me, but you have those people that you have added, you know, that are super depressed. And, you know, you have that group of people that are like arguing and have their total fucking drama on there. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, things you shouldn't even know type shit. And it's such a hurricane of just different emotions just scrolling through fucking Facebook. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be caught up in comparing myself to people or wishing, you know, my life was different. Because I mean, honestly, I'm really happy. Like, honestly, I really am. And I don't like the idea of being distracted from those feelings, you know? So you gotta get away from Facebook. At least I do. I had to get the fuck. I think I'm really done with that app, honestly. I don't care for Facebook at all. I really don't, Brittany.
I feel that. I don't really like Facebook either. I honestly, I only keep it for the pod and to just post spooky stuff. That's about it.
Yeah, there's so many other fucking social media platforms. Like, I honestly use my Twitter, even though it's for porn. I use my Twitter a lot more, and I can't even say Snapchat. I guess IG, like my Instagram, but my Instagram only used to follow like celebrities and artists, you know? So
yeah,
I don't really even fucking post on there. But that's what sucks and what's so bad about, you know, even if we have a podcast, we have to have a social media platform, Brittany. Like, we have to keep things up to date and get our name out there and promote and be independent entrepreneurs. And
right.
I mean, that's the hustle of it. And I mean, I'm cool. Like, you know, podcasts, they're slow. But that's what I like also about being able to have this open schedule that I'm going to have, because I can focus on this. I can plan on getting my camera and saving up for that so I can get back into photography. Oh, yeah. Fun little fact that I found out. They have design cameras now, Brittany, to where at least This is how you know I don't fucking really pay attention to shit. This feature's been on DSLRs for fucking years. But I got reminded that DSLRs have Bluetooth, so I don't need a computer. I edit my fucking pictures and videos and shit on my phone and everything already as it is. So I can just go get a DSLR with some dope ass lenses and just send them bitches through Bluetooth to my phone without needing a fucking computer. And I am living for it. That's the shit that I'm talking about. Like, I'm happy as fuck about that. Like,
nice.
That's going to be a lot easier to move around with. I like how everything is kind of getting compacted into the phone to a certain extent. But yeah, I'm excited for that. What the hell is my neighbor doing? Do you hear that?
No.
He's banging on shit again. It's that old man.
Oh, no. Yeah, tell everyone about the neighbor.
And have I talked about him before?
No.
I've never talked about the fucking old man down here. He's fucking...
Not on the pod.
Man. Okay, everybody. All right, well, here we go. Buckle the fuck in for this. This motherfucker downstairs, yo. You would think people that live below you, you wouldn't necessarily, you know, be bothered by them so much. But, oh my God, did you hear that?
No.
He just sneezed obnoxiously loud. Like, I don't know what his deal is. I think he's one of those people that does not need to be living by himself. He's not mentally right. He'll go outside and he will be drinking wine and he'll sit on the back of his car and he'll just like hum shit or talk to himself or, you know, just be weird. And the weirdest thing that he fucking does is he has fake flowers planted into the ground in front of the building. So like, this shit high key pisses me off. I don't know why it pisses me off. I think because I hear him and he's like, he's right under there. So, okay, how I knew that he had fake flowers, Brittany. I noticed last year it was just getting close to winter, a little too close to winter, to have roses, you know, fully bloomed in the ground. And it never registered in my head one day until it was snowing. And it's snowing, Brittany. And this motherfucker goes outside with a cup of water. Not like a little watering can, just a cup of water. And he's watering all these fake plants. It's more than just roses, though. It's like, it's literally, you know where the fake plants are? Like the artificial plants and flowers and leaves and shit are? Like for the decorative arts and crafts shit?
Yeah.
It's those all in the ground. And he waters them. Or he was watering them. This has changed now. There's still fucking fake flowers down there, but when it was snowing and he's outside fucking watering fake flowers, like that really kind of, I don't know. I get he's old, but that made me very upset. I almost wanted to like ask him, like, are you okay?
Maybe
like,
he was trying to get the snow off the flowers.
Brittany, there shouldn't be fake roses in fucking mulch in the ground in front of this house to begin with in the middle of November. That shit did not make any sense to me. I don't care if they had fucking ticks all over them. What the fuck are you doing outside with a cup of water pouring it over this fake little rose? Like, dude, I don't know. He's changed it up, though. Like, it's not as many now. So I guess he has taste. So he changes them. And he actually has, I think, a tomato plant. Our actual tomato plant out there now. But it still has, like, he's got, like, a fake little, what is it? I think a daisy. I think it's a daisy. And I don't see any more roses. I don't know what happened to them. They're gone. Them bitches survived in the winter, but they're gone now. So who knows? And, he's bothersome. He does, it's that, the fake flowers, the screaming. He was doing this thing a couple months ago where he was banging in the middle of the night on the walls really loud. Like, it would start at, like, 10. And he'd probably do it until 3 a.m. Just random, just hard banging on the wall, just all throughout the house. And he can be exhausting. Like, I speak to the guy. He doesn't know how I feel. And if he does, you know, I don't show it. But damn it. Just every time I walk into my house and I have to look at the ground and be reminded that there are fake flowers. I'm telling you, that just, man, I don't know.
That's a game changer. I might go plant some fake flowers outside.
Brittany, don't do that shit. Do not waste your time. Don't worry about it. Just don't do it. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like he fucks with people. Like, I think he's aware sometimes. I think he just has a weird sense of humor. Because one of the neighbors today, he was leaving. Literally, he was leaving. He was driving in his car. And the old dude runs out and, like, stops him. Like, he waves him down. And the guy rolls his window down. And the old dude is just like, "Hey, brother, you got any puff puff?" And the dude, like, fucking just sped off. I'm like, dude, you can't say that shit to people.
Any puff puff?
Yeah, any puff puff. No, like, dead ass. It's the fact that he did it while other people were outside. Like, he screamed the shit at this man just to wave him down and ask him that, like, "Hey, brother, you got any puff puff?" And that motherfucker sped off. He got out of here in that fucking Dodge. And so I'm
Damn.
just like, you know what? Sometimes I think you're aware, and at other times I think you really just don't care or know. But you know what? If he is aware and he's just an old dude that likes to dress like a skater kid, you know what? Then go for it. That's your life. This is where you're at. But if you're just old and you don't know what you have going on and you're doing what you're doing, I really hope that someone goes and checks on him or he gets put in a home or something. Because it just gets worse and worse, I feel like, as the weeks progress. So
Yeah.
yeah, enough about him though, Brittany.
That's wild. That's wild. I am very happy to say I don't have any neighbors like that.
You're lucky. They're not any fun. And I mean, I can't, I gotta admit though, like, I would rather have this motherfucker below me than somebody with a dog or somebody with obnoxious kids. Like, the people that are next to us upstairs, they have kids. Well, they have a kid, but he's a chill ass kid. Like, he doesn't make any noise at all. Like, I don't know what they give that baby or what he got going on, but he be
Yeah.
vibing. So.
We had some upstairs neighbors at the apartment, like before we moved out, and their kid would run up and down the halls all the time. It'd just be like doo 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 doo. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, I refuse to live underneath somebody. I said that like as soon as we moved here because they're only 2-story units. So I was just like, "Yo, we are not.
You're like up
We're
top,
not."
please. So they put you on top of that dude. Oh my gosh, the time that I was over there and we got Jimmy John's and dude had his like door open. You remember that when I got delivery from Jimmy John's at
And a
your
guy had his
place?
door open. What'd he
Your
do to you?
neighbor had his door open while the dude was delivering.
Oh yeah, that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a whole weird ass scenario, like what happened? Like
Yeah, because I thought the Jimmy John's guy came. I opened the door and it was your neighbor banging on his door with the door open.
the weird one, the old dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that sounds about right.
And I got scared because I was like, he's like, his door is open. And then he
Oh yeah, that's
actually,
right. And you thought he was gonna fucking deliver to the old dude. Yeah, I
yeah,
remember
I was like, I hope he doesn't give
that.
our food to the wrong person. Why is he outside? And so, like, I'm like watching. And then, like, he actually talked to dude because dude saw it. But like he was coming to the door, but they like exchanged some kind of words.
Probably have to ask them if he had any puff puff.
Right.
Jesus, that would fucking freak me out if I was a dealer and somebody did that shit to me. I'd be like, "Motherfucker, have you lost your mind?" Like.
Yeah,
Oh.
just yeah, people are just, I don't know. There's this one guy, it's in like the neighborhood, just like in the surrounding neighborhoods around me, and he's always outside like flagging people down. Like he's a homeless guy. Man, he'll be in the middle of the road just stopping cars. And last night I'm like driving down the road and I see him. He's like on the sidewalk, but his body's like halfway out into the road with his hat trying to, like get change from the car. He's just like putting out his hat to everybody that passes him, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's too late for you to be out doing this. For real. I'm like, I don't want him to get hit, and I also don't want to hit him.
Yeah,
Like,
it sucks about when you're homeless and you got to do that. I guess people that are homeless don't understand the many different methods there are to get money. I mean, panhandling, yes, that's one. But I guess it also depends on your sources. Like, if you're really just, you don't have shit, but like, let's just say a hat for someone to put money in, then I guess, okay, sure. But if you know anything about quick gigs or, easy money, especially if you're in a city, that's my thing. If I was homeless in the city, Birdie, I think I would thrive. Like, I really do because there's one, there's always constantly work in the city. I don't give a fuck. There's always money going around. You can do something, even if it's just for a night. There's always work. So to do that, that meaning to panhandle, and especially like at night. Like that's a lot. That's too much. There's so many other methods.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's chilling downtown. And I'm like, I know a restaurant would hire him or something. Just like, go work in the kitchen, bro. Get some money.
I'm telling you, you gotta be about that bag. That's what's gotten me one of the fucking. I've always been about kind of like little entrepreneurship for real, for real. Because I mean, I did my photography by myself independently for a few years before I stopped. But like to actually get into it, like I would love, because like I keep talking about getting back into photography. I really would love to see where this forklifting shit gets me, you know, like going as far as I can, as far as learning about the equipment and learning about, you know, different parts of the warehouse and all this other shit, you know, like just finding out different passions and getting shit going. Because like my sister, Clarisma, she just got her fucking, semi truck. She went out and bought a fucking semi truck, and she has been doing her CMOS shit, and she's getting her fucking rental shit, like for like so she can start not rental shit. She's getting her realtor.
Yeah,
Why am I having trouble with this word? Any fucking way. She's gonna be selling houses in this bitch, and she about it. And
okay.
she also has her. What is the last thing? It's the fucking truck, the CMOS, the selling houses. Oh yeah, and she's fucking in agriculture. You know what? She in school for farming. So
Farming.
yes, it's like Clarissa has a lot of shit going on for her, and I'm so happy. And it's that part of my family. Like at least when it comes to my sisters, that's a hardworking bitch. And I look at it like if she can do this with two kids in the house, why am I not out here doing something? Like there's always ways to make money. It doesn't matter. And I'm glad that I have someone like her in my corner because that inspired me to like really, you know what? If you really want something and you really want to fucking put in the effort, then you're gonna do it. And when you do it, you're gonna thrive because you know that's what you want to do. And so I'm on the search for that right now. Like I don't care if it's like making t-shirts. I don't care if it's I thought about fucking literally going out and getting like pressure washer equipment and like doing that as like a little side hustle, like doing some shit like that. Like there's always ways to make money, man. Like it sucks that it has to be about that, and that's the way that it is. But I mean, if I could just have a nice steady income and you know, just let that stack, I'd be straight. Like I would honestly feel okay because I already don't buy too many things as it is. So for me, as an example, if making anything over fucking 17 an hour, that's great. That is fucking that's good to me because with rent and the bills that I just have on my end, aside from the house and just my own personal bills, that ain't shit really. It's just nice to be able to have that money in the background, you know, to know like if something were to happen, this is what I can fall back on. Or if I want to invest in another project, this is some shit that I can do and we can get it going. So I'm excited for all of
Hell
that.
yeah.
I'm sorry I got off track. I can't even remember what the fuck we were originally talking about.
It's cool. I feel that though, because there's a few things I want to do hustling wise. Like, I really want to invest in a PC to start streaming, which I told Daryl today. I was like, you're going to hate me, but I'm probably going to buy a third Switch when I get a
What?
PC.
Why?
Because I'm going to make like a new Animal Crossing island just for streaming, and then I'll use my other islands to support that island. Plus, like my islands, their names are a little, they're not like E for everyone. I mean, kind of, but
What you mean? What you got going on your island?
nothing crazy. Okay, so we explicit, so I can run it down here. So
Not explicit on Animal Crossing, Brittany.
it's not too bad. My first island is named Weedville, and Weedville originated from my Sim City like little thing. Like anytime I had to make a city, I just did Weedville. I was like, that was just my shit. I was like, I'm Weedville. No, I mean, you know, I'm Weedville. So when I was playing Sim City Mobile, I still got it on my phone too, but I was playing it hardcore, and they made it to where you could start trading with people. Really, it was getting in groups, and you could do things in these groups, but I would always get in the trade groups so we could like trade things, and like I could get furniture from them to like upgrade my homes and get better shit, blah blah blah, whatever. Well, my name was Weedville, so like I would get in the chat, and one time I actually got blocked. Or not blocked, but like they kicked me out. And I was like, I've been here before. Like, you're not going to kick me out. I'm like, you're not going to kick me out, because the rules to this thing was, you're in here to trade. And if you're not active, like if you're unactive for like 30 minutes or something like that, they're like, you got to go. We'll immediately kick you. But they were like, if you have to like be right back, let us know. But they're like, they were very much like, just get out the chat and then just use the passcode to get back in. It was only for trading. It wasn't for like talking. It was just only a trading thing. And so like, I had found it. And then I saved the code, and then I'd got in it. And that's when they kicked me out. And I got really butthurt about it, because I was like, no, like we was trading yesterday. I'm coming back. So I got back in the chat and I was like, hey, I need this. And then someone helped me out, and it was just cool. They would call me Weed. And yeah, it was cool. But I was like, I might not stream that one just because my name's Weedville and, you know, whatever. And then my second island, it's not anything. It's named Blue Dreams. So, like, I mean, we know what that originated from. However,
right. I was about to say, you're not far.
Yeah, but it's still like a really cute island name, I thought. Oh, and I didn't even tell you the themes of my islands right now. That's important. So Weedville right now is going to be like a stoner wonderland. So that's kind of another thing that I'm kind of like, probably won't stream, because I want to make like a dispensary as one of my houses, but it's also Wonderland themed. And I'm gonna have like, I'm trying to make like a cathedral for like the wedding stuff. Right now I'm making like a Hello Kitty cafe type little area. Like, it's gonna be a really cute island. I'm just like, it's just, I'm probably not going to stream that one. And then Blue Dreams is nice. Like, I really love that name. Like, I thought that was really cute. And it's a horror island, like scary movies. And it is getting there. Right now it's like spooky cute. Like, I have like a little murder scene area, like not really like any dead bodies or nothing, just like a bloody campsite. And then I got a little treehouse, which is really sick. And it's got some, it doesn't even have anything really scary, but I'm using a lot of the dolls and stuff, placing them all over the place. I have like a blood bar, so that's kind of cool. And it's almost like a little diner theme, but it's just, it's like not in a house. It's like outside. And then right now I'm working on like a library, and I have like the little manga wall. So I'm gonna do a little manga wall in there. It's gonna be sick. I was trying to do like a haunted library, but there's so much cutesy stuff too. So I'm just kind of like, you know, we will make it cute but bloody.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. So then I was like, I was gonna stream those, because I was like, you know, I could stream those and they would be interesting because I'm already playing it. But then I was thinking like long term, I'm probably not gonna get a PC till maybe the end of the year if I don't finance one. So I was like, I may as well just get a third Switch and just restart and just like share my journey of my third island. And really, it would be like my fourth time restarting, because I did restart my Weedville Island twice, hard reset, but it would be my third island. So
it takes a while to get an island up, doesn't it, though?
Yeah, I mean, it takes hours.
Ooh. Boy, I don't know. I personally couldn't get into those kind of games. But
that's content.
Yeah, of course there's content. The people that use it especially, like, you can make and create some really wild shit on those games.
Yeah, and plus I was thinking, like, if I'm not going to be streaming for a while, like, my island could be completed, or, like, there's not going to be as much to do unless I flattened it, so... Yeah, I was like, I can always make videos or something of my island tours and shit.
Right.
For anyone that wanted to see shit like that, but you know.
Well, definitely look into it and consider doing the PC thing. Set that as your goal, because that's, you can make it happen, Brittany. I believe in you.
That's definitely one of my goals. I really, really want to start streaming. I don't know when I'll do it, but like, I'll just pick a day and that'll be my streaming day until I can do more. Because I just think it'd be fun. Or even to make videos at least, like, that'd be cool.
I was considering videos too. Like, I was thinking though, like, for me, artsy nature, kind of like cinematic, short films or like little videos and shit of like little events. And that's only just because of the phone that I have, and because like I told you, like, I have literally almost all the same editing programs that I used to have on my laptop are all on my phone. So that's just, it is incredible to me just how far technology has come, man. I'm here for it though. And if I were to get into, if I were to do streaming myself, I would have to do it on like those mobile games. I don't know. I wouldn't stream. I don't know. This isn't my idea. This isn't my goal. This is your goal. You're going to make it happen. This is about you.
Hey, it's about us. We a team.
That's super sweet. I like that shit.
Hell yeah. Well, we can stop there at the super sweet and take a break.
Vob chick. Yeah, we're back. You like that?
I don't know.
That was the most like lackluster beatboxing. I don't know. There's something wrong with that one.
It was a little scary.
Yeah, it was a little dry and cracked. It's cool. It was the chopped and screwed beatbox. That's what that is.
That's hilarious. But yeah, oh, we are back.
Right. And
doing our thing.
Yep. And there's birds chirping at 8:30 at night.
Birds chirping.
They're chirping. They're going off right now. I don't know why. I don't know what they're talking about. What could be going on? I don't know what the move is. It's Saturday night, so who knows?
Them birds are dirty.
Are they?
But, you know, that's all if you believe that birds are real, so. So
if you believe birds are real?
Yeah.
So they don't exist in your world?
No, they ain't real.
Okay. All right, well, that clears that up for me.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be like that, bro.
I guess so. But yeah. Shit, tonight, I wish I had money, honestly, because I should be out drinking or partying. Actually, partying. I cut drinking out of my life for right now, just for the time being, till I lose a little bit more weight.
Yeah, until we paint and drink.
Paint and drink. Oh, man, that should be the celebration of it. Because yeah. I'm not dieting, like, forever. I'm literally probably doing this until, what, fall or winter. And, I mean, by then, I'll definitely probably still want to continue to eat better. I'm not worried about hopping back into bad eating habits. It's just, would I lose the weight that I want to lose? I'm good. So I can go back to drinking and partying and eating unhealthy if I fucking want to. Meaning getting that midnight Taco Bell after going to the club. It's great.
Hell yeah.
For real, because we still need to go out. Because we need to celebrate, Brittany. We need to remember and celebrate.
Yeah, we can celebrate.
You know what I think it is? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, why I'm having trouble talking is I'm tired. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, put it together because it's getting to that point. I'm like, man, I don't know why I'm having trouble speaking. And I think that is the reason why. I didn't
You're
do anything.
Old.
It's gotta be that, man. Like, it's stupid. Like, I have this kind of lack of energy. It's really because I haven't been doing anything since I'm in between jobs now. And that's the only thing that sucks is whenever I'm in between jobs, like, I throw myself so off my schedule. Like, I stop cutting out actual activities, going to the gym, or I'm not as quick to tell myself, hey, you gotta go to the grocery store. Like, I don't know, I'm just chilling. Because I know I got school on Monday, and then, you know, however long that shit's gonna take and all that.
Should I feel that? I was literally just thinking while we were on break, I was like, shit, what am I gonna make for dinner? Because I really don't have nothing ready or prepared here. Everything's frozen, and I don't want to go anywhere. So I'm kind of thinking about door dashing, but then I'm like, man, that's kind of pricey, and I kind of need to order now if I want a door dash.
Yeah. Now will be the time because places are going to start closing.
I know.
Well, not closing, but it's going to be a bitch to get your fucking food. What am I talking about? It's Saturday. Nowhere's closing late. I mean, early.
Yeah, I guess. I probably should still, like, order food soon, though, if that's what I'm going to do.
You got me excited now because you talked about dinner. And that reminded me that I accomplished something last week.
Oh, what did you accomplish?
I made my first meal ever. My first actual
first meal.
Yeah, like dead ass throwing some ingredients and fucking doing the damn thing with some oven and some pots and pans. Yep, I turned up, Brittany. I was in the kitchen last week and it felt great.
Oh, like you like freestyled a meal.
Not necessarily. I was really fucking proud of myself because I did lemon pepper legs and I did a half and half of the legs. So part with lemon pepper. The other part were keto buffalo legs.
Legs what? Chicken legs?
Yeah, just legs. I want to say wings, but they're not wings. Like, Brandon literally bought just some fucking, like, a thing of legs.
Okay. I'm just so like, you out here saying legs. I'm like, legs from what?
No, like, actual, like, chicken legs. So, I did the chicken. And what else did I, was it the spaghetti? No, that was a different meal. What else did I make with that? Oh yeah, I did the grilled asparagus with the mozzarella shit, I just made like a really fucking healthy meal. Like, and I was really proud of myself because I'm just like, this is what I want to learn how to do if I want to cook myself food and survive out in these streets. I need to know how to make that healthy shit. So
right.
I was really happy that I actually threw that down. That was like a meal that I prepared for me and another person. And I've never done that. That was the first. I always just feed myself or, you know, whatever the fuck I know how to just quick make in the kitchen, aside from whatever I do in the microwave, which I had to get rid of that.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I cooked my first meal. Boom. But
okay.
Well, first dinner for two.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
You're out here doing big things. You got to be happy over things. Oh my God. I feel like I'm drunk, Brittany.
Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm just my fucking mind like is really crazy right now. I'm not even high.
Your mind is crazy.
My mind's just crazy. Like I said, I think it's because I'm tired, but it's okay.
Okay. I'm just, I don't know. I'm like trying to search for Korean food on DoorDash and it's not working.
Korean food. What are you going to get?
Maybe the teriyaki chicken that I had last time. Oh no. Damn. They're not taking any orders right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to cry.
Why?
Because that's what I wanted.
Are they the only place? You know there's a shit ton of restaurants there.
Nothing that I want.
Or like, is there not another Korean restaurant?
Nope. None that I know of. Well, I mean, I guess there is, but I don't know what else is on DoorDash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're trying to just get it brought to you.
Yeah, it's fine, though. It's all good. You know, it is all good in the hood. Yeah, that's all I can say about that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm hilarious.
There's fucking like a lot of commotion going on outside. It's just been weird over here. I don't know what's going on.
Is it old boy?
No, it ain't dude. It's just other people. There was a fucking article a couple weeks ago, maybe last month. The dude, I don't know this dude, but some guy that I guess lived here in the apartment complexes or whatever the fuck you want to call these places.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude got shot in his car.
Oh.
And they found his body in the car, like with his head leaned up, you know, against the back of the car seat. And apparently he had been sitting there for a while. And if I can remember, I really want to say that I seen this like one morning. I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was some man sitting in his car because of where they said the car was. He was like at the entrance. So he wasn't like parked or anywhere like specifically because there's a trail kind of like a one lane kind of like thing you got to go through. And his car was just there. But come to find out, I guess someone had came up and shot his ass. And yeah, that's just one of the crazy things that happens living over here.
Damn.
One of the crazy things that happened living in America. Wow. Brittany, I need to go see a doctor. I'm serious. It's been this entire fucking podcast. Like, this is starting to bother me.
What's going on? Just because your thoughts?
My memory. Yeah, I keep losing my flow. I don't know what it is. And like I said, I'm not drunk. And I don't know. I've been tired before and I've never been all over the place with speaking. But right now I am.
It's cool. We are all over the place. This is the vibe check. This is what we do.
It is. See, this is what happens. Like, I feel like I shared everything that happened to me within the 2 weeks too early on. I mean, well,
we did also talk for like 40 plus minutes.
That is true with no break. So that would do it. But
well, I mean, we can always get into some good vibes if you're ready to talk about your good vibes.
I'm not ready to say goodbye yet. I don't want to do good vibes. There is something that I do want to talk about, though, before if we do get into that. It's kind of like the flow of just like the podcast, because like I like how we do the good vibes at the end. But I was thinking we can add another little segment to our podcast. And I'm willing to discuss this right now on this recording where other millions and billions of people can hear us.
Hell yeah, okay.
So there's this idea of I'd like to add a segment called Vibe Out. And Vibe Out is basically going to be where pretty much the opposite of good vibes. We're going to talk about the shit that kind of like, if we need to get anything off our chest kind of thing for that week, you're just going to call it Vibing Out just to get that out. Because last week, I know prior to that Louisiana trip or when we came back, there was just some ignorant shit that I really wanted to just talk about and just be about. But those emotions are gone. And I don't really fucking care about that topic. I was just thinking of ideas on what to talk about. And that one didn't work. But the discussion on this segment flowed into that. So how do you feel, Brittany? Do you like what I'm pitching to you?
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Hell yeah, I'm about it. Because you know what? There's two different sides to vibe it. There's that good side. And there's also the bad vibe. But it's also good to get that bad vibe out of you. Good to get that right. that hateful energy. Them rants. Oh yeah, that's what it was. What I was going to go off about was my family drama. I said I was going to get into that. It's whatever. It ain't nothing new. I don't want to rant about that right now. I really don't. I don't feel like being angry.
I feel that.
But it's nothing major.
Well, I got a vibe out.
Oh shit. Fuck. I got to come up with a better idea for like sounds.
Yeah. My vibing out is, if you ain't fucking with somebody anymore, then tell them you ain't fucking with them. And have the balls to actually tell them you ain't fucking with them. Because just leaving people in the dark, not giving them no closure, not nothing, not telling them what they did wrong, if they did anything wrong, that's fucked up. And I just think that if you ain't fucking with no one anymore, just at least have the guts to come out and say why, or be like, don't fuck with me no more. I mean, it's that simple. I just wish people were more upfront and more truthful. And that's what it is.
That's what it is. I'm here for it. You know what? I'm a vibe out on that idea too. Here the fuck we are. So I agree with everything you just said. Because communication is very much the key, no matter what, from work to friends to relationships to all of it. Like, just fucking communicate. It's really annoying. Like, and I know exactly where this is coming from on your end. So,
oh, I know you do.
Yeah, so like,
and I know most of the people listening at this moment probably do too, because most of them are people who fuck with me.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, like, in your situation specifically, and let's even just get it on the person. Let's not talk about that situation, but let's talk about, you know, if you don't fuck with somebody, if you're that person and you don't fuck with them, what could cause you from not wanting to express why you're not fucking with them? It could be a number of things. You know, you got your own life, you know, that you got going on. You know, you could be in your own head. You got your own mental health and shit that you got. And, you know, it could be a number of reasons as to why you can't express this. But you have got to always remember, no matter what, at the end of the day, you have got to prioritize, like, fucking for real. And one of those fucking things is making sure that you have on your priority list is communicating with those that are actually in your life. So to just basically not show any effort and to not pretty much, you know, reach out, you did it to yourself. And that's just where we are with it. And I mean, it's one of those things, like, people, I wish more people were bold, because I mean, the worst that can come out of saying, you know, hey, I don't fuck with you anymore is, you know, the other person gets hurt, or, you know, emotional, or, you know, but you know what? It's things that are easy to pass. Like, it's nothing that's going to fucking kill you. It's nothing that's going to be like, you know, a miserable time. It's best to get that out and know, you know, this is it. Like, I don't fuck with you anymore, kind of thing. And you know what? It's best to know that verbally versus you constantly having to poke and you put in that effort to reach out and ask, you know, hey, what's up? And you know, either you get those responses back or you don't hear anything at all. So yeah, that shit sucks. And even me personally, I've been in those situations. Well, you know what? I'll talk about this next week. A situation with, you know, it's very similar to yours, but it involves something from the past a little bit. But anyway, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just treat others with the same respect you want treated yourself. You know, the golden fucking rule. And I'm a big believer of the golden rule. And that's how I base my life on how I'm going to treat people. Is like, if you're going to treat me like shit, well, then expect the same energy, boo-boo. Because I'm not going to waste my time and effort on someone who doesn't fuck with me or who doesn't vibe with me. Like, I'm going to be as respectful as I possibly can until I just get disrespected. And I feel like that's fair. I feel like it's fair to cut off people who disrespect you. It's just what it is. Like, you got to treat people how you want to be treated. And if you're going to fuck with people and treat them badly, then you can't expect to be treated any better, because you're not really giving that energy out.
Communication is everything. No matter what, you have to fucking put in that energy, even if it fucking kills you and drags, even if you have to like drag it out of yourself, like you've got to, no matter what.
And I don't understand why people are so would just not talk about it rather than talk about it. Because I'm like, it makes things so much better to just get it out. Like, if something's bothering you, tell somebody. instead of just being like, you know, you should probably talk to someone. Well, that's what the fuck we trying to do. We trying to talk to people. Reach out to your friends, talk to them, like tell them what's going on, or talk to your significant other or your family members, whoever. Like, don't leave that shit bottled in. Like, talk to someone about it. Even if you talk to your damn dog, I don't give a fuck. And like, on top of like, just like talking to other people and being like, not talking to them makes them feel probably even worse than you'd make them feel if you did talk to them. Cause at least they know.
Yeah.
Like, it just drives people crazy. At least it does for me. Like, I don't like when people don't talk to me or just beat around the bush about things. And I know I have that same issue. Like, I don't just ignore people, but I will not talk about certain things and just kind of like put things off. But it's just not healthy, I feel like.
Yeah, it's a serious mental health issue. And if you're one of those people that, you know, I don't give a fuck what these two fucking losers are talking about. I don't like expressing myself. I like to bottle up my emotions and grumble, 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 grumble. You know what? You be that fucking person. That's perfectly fine. You know what? Expressing yourself is not meant for everybody. But what is not meant for everybody is them destroying themselves mentally with their own fucking emotions and ideas and thinking that they don't have the capability of expressing themselves, or they don't like the idea of hearing other people's opinions because they can't take, whether it's critical criticism or just, you know, jokes or any type of critiquing. You know, like, you get people who need to learn how to get past that. People need to learn how to get past words. Words don't hurt. Dead ass. You can't sit and say, I don't want to talk about something or discuss this with, you know, friends or family, and then just keep fucking yourself up. Like, I don't know. At least for me, like, I've learned to get past that, like, at a very young age. I don't know what voices I have in my head that have always kept me with this mindset that I have, but the thing that I'm never gonna fucking do is be silent when it comes to expressing how I feel, because you don't know how that other person is going to react without you actually saying it. And even if you have trouble speaking up or saying whatever it is you have to say, it's best to just get out whatever the fuck you can and just leave it up to that person to kind of like put it together. You know, you have to talk about it. You have to communicate. That's the only way you can get shit out. You shouldn't worry about, you know, if what I'm going to say is going to hurt this person, or if what I'm going to say is going to, you know, just affect this person so much, or, you know, vice versa. Like, if you mentally can't do something, or you're uncomfortable, or you know, it's just the vibe ain't fucking right, it's up to you to get yourself out of that. You got to figure out what's causing that fucking trauma, what's causing that, those emotions and shit. Like, you can't live the rest of your life secluding yourself and pretty much torturing yourself with the fucking past. And that's another thing that's just so fucking stupid about it. It's shit that's happened before, you know. Like, I'm not sitting here saying, like, that sounds really douchebag ears, honestly, but I've come from some shitty shit, you know, and I'm not trying to sit here and say I'm one of those fucking people that are like, well, I've done this and, you know, this is where I'm at now. No, I hate those kind of fucking attitudes. It's literally, people can have shit past. It's literally about what you do the next day. And if you decide that I wake up one morning and I stub my fucking toe, I'm going to be mad about this the entire fucking day, and then I'm going to wake up the next morning and be mad about that. And it's not even like something that minor. It can literally be road rage or a situation at work. You have to learn how to mentally get past that bullshit. Like, dead ass, you have got to get the fuck past it. Grow the fuck up. It is what the fuck it is, and it's not hard. It's one of those things that it's so fucking beneficial for your mental health and just you as a person to progress and grow, because no matter fucking what, even if you in your fucking 50s and 60s, bitch, you got things to learn and things to fucking achieve. It does not matter. It doesn't stop. As long as you got a heartbeat, as long as you are breathing air, you have got to continue a fucking hustle no matter what. And part of that hustle and part of living your life is having to deal with motherfuckers and communicate. It's fucking sadly, because I hate that shit too. I don't like dealing with people. That's why I can't do retail. That's why I fucking can't do customer service and all that shit, because I'm too direct and I'm just too honest. I don't like selling fake ass products. I don't like fucking pushing things on the people when I know they don't need to be pushed onto them. It is what the fuck it is. But you, whoever the fuck is listening, if you needed to hear this bitch, then you needed to fucking hear it. Grow up and literally learn how to get past your fucking emotions so you can live a better life, a healthier fucking life, and be able to keep those friends and those relationships fucking going strong. Because you're looking mad dumb sitting at your house in your fucking head over some shit when you ain't done nothing. You need to fucking figure it out. You gotta figure it out. Because you're the only person destroying your fucking self. Man, being in your head is such a mental battle, and it is the worst fucking battle that you are going to have to deal with every single day. But you've got to learn how to deal with it. You've got to, because you're not going to escape it. What you going to do? Sit there and think about it? Oh, what was that? You're thinking about it? you stupid goofy bitch. You better grow up. I get tired. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like I'm fucking snapping on somebody right now.
You're like, whoever out here fucking up.
I mean, it is, but it's the truth, though. Like, I don't know. I hate, and this is like, I feel like I'm trying to really speak to the person that this involves. Like, dead ass, you need to really figure out what the hell you got going on, because you can't sit here and say that your mental health has caused you to seclude yourself so badly that you absolutely don't talk to anyone. And I'm saying this just because of what I've heard about this person and the type of life that they've had and all this. It's just, you know, I understand depression and things can make you get to those, you know, those stages in your head, because I've been there as well. But those things, it's a lot easier said than done. And when you get that grasp on how to fucking overcome those emotions and those thoughts, bitch, you are thriving. It's golden. It's a fucking smooth ass sail from this point on. It's an annoying, tedious ass battle, but you got it on lock, and that's all that fucking matters, because it's never going away. So yeah, step your game up. I'm for real. Meditate. You got to fucking figure it out. Get those emotions out. Get those people that you fuck with and you can actually express yourself to. Figure out what it is that's causing your problems. And I ain't even fucking just saying therapy. I know that's usually my go-to route, but if you can't even, that's not even in your range of thought right now, definitely find someone, even if it's your fucking neighbor or somebody. Just learn, just talk more, even online. Go to some chat rooms, bitch. Fucking go game. Get on your game and get on the headset. Like, literally, stop being alone. Yeah. Stop it. And that's that.
That's all I gotta say about that. My Forrest Gump voice.
Yeah, for real. And hopefully whoever needed to hear that, you heard it. And that's that vibe out.
That's that vibe out. We on to better and good vibes.
I'm telling you, for real, for real.
But yeah, so after that vibe out, maybe we should go ahead and hit that good vibes.
That's cool. That was a little taste of vibing out. Like, deadass, we can fucking, we gonna put it definitely not towards the end. So I like that to be like an earlier kind of, maybe even after update kind of thing, like vibe out. And then, you know, whatever. We carry conversation well. We'll figure it out.
Right, right. Maybe but, a plant daddy update or two coming soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to update now, because all I'm going to say is some shit happened and I was not happy. Plant Daddy lost some of them babies.
Oof.
Yeah, big oof. But you know what? I look at it as I didn't pay original price for some of these plants, because I think the lady that sold them to me didn't know how to work her register. Yeah, like, perfect example. Like, my two, small plant daddy update. My two fiddly fig trees, they're gone. They're supposed to be, it's a tree for one. So, I mean, just one alone, and it even had the sticker on it, was supposed to be $30. And I only paid not even $10 for both. So that was a great ass fucking steal, because then were some trees, but now they not no trees no more. So they're gone. But yeah, that's that little small plant daddy update. Pew pew pew.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a little sad plant daddy update. But do you have any good vibes you would like to close out with?
My good vibe this week is not really like an vice good vibe, nothing. It's a selfish good vibe. So I have some days off and I'm very excited. And I know that that sounds very cliche, but I feel like days off are important, especially in these days. We're always working and working and working and working and working and working and working, that our days off are important to us. At least they are to me. And a lot of my days off end with me like sleeping all day, not getting anything accomplished, being tired from the previous days of working. So I got a little 3-day off and I'm a little excited, and I'm going to soak them up. And I'm going to relax, and I'm going to clean, and I'm going to hang out with friends, hopefully. And yeah, I just feel like enjoy your days off more and don't take life too seriously. But definitely enjoy your days off, because they're important. And also, I have been trying to pamper myself just ever so slightly. I bought some, it's really just like Epsom salt with a little bit of things in it, but it's like a little foot soak. So I got me like a little like salt pack. We'll call it that, for my feet. I bought like two of those for achy feet. So I used that the other day. And then I also used a little foot mask, and it's one of the ones that like peel your foot. So in a few days, my skin on the bottom of my foot will be peeling. And yeah, it is kind of gross, but also I have anxiety, so it's kind of fun to peel the skin off my feet. And then they're really soft. And then I've also been getting some face masks for my face, just trying to, you know, do what little bit I can. I did cut my hair too, which I will not recommend. That is not self-care. Like, yeah. Unless you... Oh,
what I want to see, is it bad?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Okay. So I was just like, you know, on the internet. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut my hair, because I knew I was going to cut my hair. However, I wasn't sure what process I was going to do. I've done it before. Like, I've cut my hair before. It's not a big deal. And I always cut my bangs. Like, I trim them up because they grow the fastest, obviously, because I can only have so much. But anyways, I watched a Brad Mondo video, which people are like, he's not licensed. And some people love him. I don't know. I just started watching his videos because they just started popping up on my Facebook, and it was like Brad Mondo this, Brad Mondo that. So disgusting. Anyways, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna watch his like hair at home video, just because fuck it, you know, like I don't mind, whatever, I just want to see what he had to say. So I used his technique, and the technique I feel like would have been fine if I don't know. I
wait Brittany, wait. You followed a tutorial from that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Go on.
So, okay. So basically the steps were to part your hair, part it straight, how you would part it down. And then you part the two front sides from the top of your head, part those. And with those parts, you put them in little ponytails with little rubber bands, and you want them mm-hmm. to lay very flat, like mm-hmm. very, very flat. Like, this was a key important thing, and this was the problem here. Now, when you're trying to do your own hair, you really can't do that, because getting the back ones very flat, it's just impossible. So yeah, his turned out a bit better because he did it on a mannequin, and I did have help, and my help worked fine. Like, I'm not dissing my help. So that's why I'm like, I'm not going to say if I had better help, it would have turned out better, because it probably wouldn't have fucking turned any better. Because to be real, we took our time. Everything was straight. And the ones that I laid down were the ones that didn't come out good. So I was the problem. Anyways, nonetheless, I was like cutting my hair. I was cutting the first section, right? And I'm like cutting it. You know, I got my hair cutting scissors because like I use them to trim and stuff like that. And my hair's just thick. And I was like, okay, it is a little thick. I like that. But it was like hard to cut. And then like I'm cutting it and I'm seeing my ponytail isn't being cut straight. And then I lay it down and my hair is like a fucking like it's not right. It's not right. It's like a diagonal. Like I was like, fuck, this doesn't look good. And I'm panicking. I'm like, oh my fucking gosh. Oh my gosh. And I cut a bit more than I thought I was cutting, but like it's as much as I wanted to get off. But however, I just was like, oh my gosh, like this looks like shit. I can't just not cut the rest of my hair. Like, so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like panicking. I'm like, what do I do? Everything's straight, right? Okay. So I just kind of take the scissors and just kind of like level out my hair a bit, like just kind of cut it. And my hair's like insanely straight, because that was the first step, was make your hair very, very straight. So like, and it's dry too, so you can see the finished product. So I'm like just kind of cutting it to make it look like even and just like dying on the inside. So I go to the next one and I'm like, all right, we're cutting it. We're doing it. We're doing the damn thing. And I cut it again. It's a mess. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, my back is going to look so bad. I'm like, if they turn out anything like this, they are going to look so bad. So I cut it as best as I fucking can. And the back actually didn't turn out that bad. So we snipped it up. We got it as straight as we could. I didn't continue the process of trying to layer the hair because I didn't want my hair to look too crazy. So it's all the same length. It doesn't look bad. Yeah, it doesn't look bad. That's the main point that I'm trying to make. It's even and it looks fine. But if like a professional was to look at my hair, they would see that it was not done professionally. Like, and there's really no layers in it because, you know, I just couldn't. But I've been trying to keep my hair kind of short to all grow together because I lost some hair to stress. So that's really why I haven't gotten it done. I just wanted to cut it to make it healthy. And it's healthier. It's just next time I get it cut, I will go to a professional. Yeah, that's my good vibe.
Your good vibe is to not do your own hair.
Yeah, don't do your own hair. But yeah, it's fine. It turned out fine. So that's all that matters. And I posted on Snapchat and people were like, oh, it looks good. And I'm like, thanks. Like, you don't know what the fuck I just went through. But it looks fine. It is all, you know, I need some layers.
I was going to say, I want to see it. Like, whenever you get a chance, definitely send me a picture. Because I haven't uploaded any pictures of myself. Because I got my clippers and I trimmed my beard up for the first time, like, since I've grown it out. So I don't look homeless. It's not as rugged. It's a lot more clean and crisp looking now. Yeah. Which I'm not used to this look. So it's still kind of like new to me. But I feel like I kind of messed up maybe underneath. But it's somewhere you can't even see unless I like lifted my head all the way up. So.
True. I mean, honestly, doing your own hair, like, even though it's not really ideal,
stressful.
It is stressful, but the more you do it, the better you get.
So, oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, it's gonna fucking turn out weird at first, but it grows back. Like, that's the best thing about hair, is it fucking grows back. And if it doesn't grow back, then that's an issue. And I am very sorry for that. Like, because I know some people do have issues with that. And I genuinely feel bad that they have that going on. For anyone that's just out here experimenting and don't have that issue, it will grow back. So that's the one good thing about it. If you do fuck with your own hair.
That is very true.
Yeah. I wish my hair would stop growing. Like, on my legs would be great. That would be cool. But it's like, it's so funny because I feel like people will bald on their head, but will still grow hair everywhere else. It's like, why?
I don't know. I think there's something specific about head hair than the rest of the body. Or who knows? It probably depends on the condition.
Right. I guess. It's just weird. Hair is a very weird thing. Bodies in general are just a weird too much.
They are. But for my good vibe for this week, it's not really a good vibe necessarily for me. Kind of like a little shout out I want to give. And it's to my partner in crime, Brandon Benita Coggins. I really love this man. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I need to hype him up this week because he's got a lot of good things going for him. And I don't know if he's aware of the future, at least for what I see it as. But I don't know. I'm just happy and proud of him. And I hope he continues to thrive in everything that he's got going on right now. So you have my good vibe energy and my many blessings from the universe to you, sir. So there you go. I love you.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Brandon.
Hell yeah.
That's a good vibe.
It is.
I like that. That helps. That levels us out from our vibe out.
It does. And I'm sorry if I'm sounds like I'm getting quieter and a little bit spacey. I'm being nosy because there's people arguing outside and
it's going
down.
It
doesn't sound good. Yeah. I feel like I live somewhere very dangerous, but you know what? It beats living where I used to live out where my mom, because when I tell people, yeah, we kind of lived in a wooded area and all I heard was, you know, gunshots and rabid dogs, you know, 24/7. You think I live somewhere pretty fucking bad, but in reality, it was just, there was a gun range and a military base. So they did a lot of shooting and the dogs was because of a neighbor that was just two houses down with a lot of fucking dogs. A lot of dogs. And I don't care if you hear this, if you're listening, y'all need to fix that shit. Figure it out. Because that don't make no sense for that many animals to be just in a backyard. It's not even a backyard. It's a fucking mud pit back there now. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. And that's a whole different topic. I'm done, Brittany. We're done. We're done. We love you, you fucking beautiful bitches. You fucking listeners, you get the hell out of here and live your lives. Thrive. God damn it. You do it.
Thrive the rest of the week. And send us your questions to our Gmail, please.
That too.
Yeah, we did have someone write in and we are going to reach out to them very soon. What?
I fucking completely forgot about that.
I didn't forget.
We're
So
trash.
we're not trash.
Listen, person that wrote us in, we got you next week. Promise. Not an issue. Oh my God, I really fucking forgot about that letter.
It's all good.
Oh
We
no.
had kind of a crazy week, but we'll tell you guys about that more soon. So you know what it is. But yeah, if you have any questions or comments or want us to speak on anything or just anything you can possibly think of, just send us your emails at askvibecheck@gmail.com and we would be happy to read them on here, answer any questions, you know, whatever it is. If it's not too much in depth, then we'll get back to you pretty soon. But if it's a topic that you want us to talk about, which is what this kind of is, it might just take us a little minute. We'll get there though. We working on it.
Yep. And if you got somebody in your life that you hate and you happen to have their credit card information, please send it to the email and we'll be more than glad to fuck them up financially. Yep.
Right. But yeah, just hit us up. Just let us know. Follow our socials. We have our Instagram. Yeah, I just like stumbled on my words, but
See, it's happening to you too.
right. But yeah, it's the underscore vibe underscore check underscore podcast. That's the Instagram. The Facebook is at the Vibe Check Podcast. And the Gmail again is askvibecheck@gmail.com. I know it's a lot. Feel free to follow us. Feel free to DM us. Feel free to email us. Feel free to rate us on Apple Podcast. And feel free to tell your friends about us. We'd love to have them as part of the fam.
Yes.
And as always, we love you guys and thank you for supporting us.
We love you.